Courage from Vinny right there for you. Hey man, it's Steel City Music and I'm your host Gunner, heard every Friday from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. here on The Hawk. So I put the call out on the Steel City Music Facebook group and all the Facebook groups around, I don't know, the planet, as many I'm a part of, and a lot of people sent me their music and their links and all the other fun stuff. So let's just get right into the old mailbag. Hey Jamie, this is James Alphonse and I saw your post telling musicians that they can shoot you some links to their music for The Hawk. Thanks so much for doing this in the group. I really appreciate your support of local community. I believe I listened to your show a bunch of times, and you've played the Dirty Nib before and the Ruddy Ruckus. Hey, you also had a picture of my cousin Dave's bandmate, Gene. It's a shame he's so sick. Hey, James, he's better, and he's out of the hospital, thank God. But thank you for mentioning that. Hope he's doing better. Well, he is. Here's some tracks for you. Okay, so I got his lined up. And what's the other one we got here in the old mailbag? From Christopher Bland. Reg, you were looking for submissions for your April 16th show on The Hawk. Here's a new release from Guelph indie rock band Royal G Symphony. The song is called Don't Look Back Now. Tell me what you think. Thanks a lot, Gunner. Okay. All right, Christopher. I'm on it. So let's spin the tracks that we have here. We got two from James Alphonse that we're going to listen to called What We Are Doing Here. And also, We Can Do Better. But kicking things off is Don't Look Now from the Royal G Symphony on Steel City Music.
Don't stop me now, I'm on a roll. I'm going places you wouldn't let me go.
Something else looks like a map, but listening to Steel City Music.
I'm taking every hit, but I'll put up with it because it's okay. I'm taking every bit, but you don't give a shit, and that's okay. The door, but now you don't come by anymore. When it's my time, you disappear. Never alone, you're always out with your friends. Guess I'm not really one of them. Tell me, what are we doing here? What do you want from me?
That's a great track. Jason Alphonse with What Are We Doing Here, and also his track We Can Do Better from Jason Alphonse. Hey man, what do you mean what are we doing here? What are you doing here, buddy? You should be like on you should be commercial radio. You should be having a giant career. That was really solid, man. Get yourself a manager. Get going. Get out of here. Go get a record deal. Go live your life. Knock it off. It's that good, honestly. You listen to Steel City Music. Your host, Gunnar, here going through the Steel City Music mailbag and having some stuff sent in to me from people, from, I don't know, everyone who's answered the call, really. SteelCityMusic.ca. Click on the website. There's a contact. And if you want to send in your music, go right ahead. The next set is a friend of mine, Heather Valley, introduced me to this artist, Katie Morley. She tagged her name in the Steel City Music Facebook group when I was doing a call out for music, that sort of thing. So I grabbed some tracks from her, and then she reached out on Messenger and sent me some stuff. She said, "Hi, Gunnar, I'm a friend of Heather Valley, and she suggested I send you music to your upcoming show on the 16th. My sound is country noir meets folk, and I will send you some links to some of the tunes that you might be interested in. I released a new EP this January, which I'd love to see get some play if you'd like. Thanks for listening." Well, we're going to do that because I grabbed the first three tracks off of Hearts and Heads and Thoughts and Deeds by Katie Morley. You can find Katie Morley, that's KateyMorley.bandcamp.com. So go check her out and go grab some music if you like it. I also am getting to some music that I should have spun a long time ago. But Sweet Jake, a gentleman who I've had on the show before, we did an interview a couple months back. Well, he sent me this a link to a Dropbox, like, hey, here's this song that I'm releasing on March 14th. I'm also getting engaged to my girlfriend. It's a really big deal, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I can't read the whole thing. But he sent me, and I'm like, okay, so I go to the Dropbox. It's not in there. And then I mess him back a little bit later. I'm like, dude, there's nothing there. And he's like, yeah, that's my bad. I'm horrible at this. And it was a single. I'm like, okay, well, at least you got the girl, right? Like, you know, she said yes. I saw pictures on Facebook, so I'm hoping she said yes. I hope none of this is fake. Congratulations to them. So here's his track, March 14th from Sweet Jake. Started things off on Steel City Music. Enjoy.
March 14th, or something like that. You ask if I remember, I tell you I can't. I stared at you from across the room. Of my doom. Which way is right? Which way is left? Whatever way you go is the way I go next. And if you think it's all up from here. Spelled name. Which way is right? Which way is left? Whatever way you go is the way I go next. And if you think it'll go down tonight, March 14th or something like that. You ask if I remember, I ask you how I can forget.
Ain't got no friends. Tendency to be a rude person. Like I try to stop that. Like when I'm in shops, like occasionally a friend or a girlfriend or something like that will tell me when I go in the shop. Sometimes I just go like this. I'm like, how much this mug? Like in my brain, right? And I don't understand I'm being rude, but in my brain I'm going, excuse me, kind sir, I was wondering if you would tell me how much to purchase this mug would be. Like, I think I'm being super polite, and then I'm like, thank you, but I'm like, how much mug? And then I'm like, and then I just walk
That's
out.
That's too much.
Right?
What are you?
I don't know. I'm being rude. I got a little bit of the spectrum on me. I'm a little bit, and I don't know those social things where you're meant to talk to people. And also, I've worked by myself for so long. I've been self-employed since I was 23 years old, just by myself. I never really had to interact with people. I was by myself the whole time.
Well, in Freedom, you mentioned that you found out through your son's vaccination process that you were on the spectrum, and that was sort
I found out that I have little things about me that I sometimes don't notice when people are upset. I very rarely make eye contact with people, and even now, like every now and again, I'm consciously going, make eye contact again, and then I phase off. And I realize
that's going on in your head right now.
Yeah, and I really realized this when I was acting, and every time they were doing my shot this way, and so you're not meant to look down camera, you're meant to look past the camera, and they always put a bit of tape on the wall when the other actor isn't with you. So the other actor might be giving lines here, but they put a bit of tape on the wall, so you go, that's where your eye line is. And then they kept on going, you're not looking at the tape. And I'm like, I wouldn't look in their f***ing eyes if... When you're in the scene together, it's fine. But, like, just had to step back at the tape. I was feeling uncomfortable staring back at the tape. And so I don't understand these people who just keep eye contact the entire time through a conversation. It seems very uncomfortable to me. And so, I'm sure other people in my life, as I said, I told people that they diagnosed me with mild. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, that sounds about
right. That makes
sense. That's about right. But I don't know if I do. I think people are different. I think people have their own personality traits. I think there's some people are awkward. Now, there's obviously people who have complete Asperger's who, sure. You know, there's no question about it. But I think some people, we're all just wired a little bit differently, and that's how things work.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
The flames are burning down in the
That's great, man. Katie Morley with the track Afterglow, and also Carolina Home and Little Man, starting off her set of music and starting things off March 14th from Sweet Jake. Okay, so the next two artists that will actually close out this hour of the mailbag here on Steel City Music. Let's see. I got two from White Cowbell, Oklahoma, and I got two from this band here. Let's see. Hi, Jamie. I saw your post in the Ottawa Valley Musicians. All right. Someone from Ottawa sent some music in. Looking for music for your Steel City Music Show. Big Motor Gasoline has released Whiskey Down. The video now has over 53,000 views in about 2 months and has been reviewed by Canada's leading music critic, the Tinnitus, Daryl Stedman, or Sturden. Okay, sure. He's the leading music critic, I guess. I don't know. Just got the nod at number 3 of the top 20 for April by Cashbox Canada. Got a great review last week in Peterborough's The Wire magazine and added last week to CFRU at the University of Guelph. Thanks for anything you can help us do with, and thank you for spreading love. Stuart from Big Motor Gasoline. Okay, pal. I'll put those two tracks in there for you. And I also got some stuff from White Belk, Oklahoma, Clem. I used to spin those guys. I spin those guys before anyway. I used to book them back in the day. Hi, Gunner. Please let us know any way we can help you. Oh, here's one of our tracks, Monster Railroad from 2003. Okay, right. All right. Also, Harder Fall from White Cowbell, Oklahoma. And the two from Big Motor Gasoline, Whiskey Down, but starting things off, Party Like a Rolling Stone. You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music.
When I'm 10 feet drop you got now, boy. Long man is coming round.
Do you have moments where you say later, maybe reflecting back, you know, maybe I crossed a line there? Or do you always kind of feel like you can't go far enough?
You know, I mean, there's there's definitely things I know I've been asked to do that I thought, no, that's too much. But I have to honestly say, I don't think it came from the response of it's too much as it was. I just didn't think it was funny.
Right.
And the times that maybe I did cross the line, I always find out later because I don't realize I'm doing it in the moment. You know, there was I used to do Harry Carey, the Chicago Cubs announcer, on Saturday Night Live, and which was really fascinating because, you know, it worked obviously for people who had grown up listening to Chicago Cubs games and White Sox games, but it also worked for people who had no idea who he was. So I would have people come up to me and say, "Oh, I love that mad scientist character you do." I'm like, "Mad scientist? I don't do a mad scientist character." You're like, "Yeah, the guy with the glasses and the crazy white hair." Right. Like, I'm like, "Oh, Harry Carey." He's like, "Yeah, I don't know, but it's so funny." Anyway, but I was doing the first year of the ESPYs.
Right.
Norm Macdonald was the host. Big Radio City Music Hall. And a bunch of the SNL writers are writing the show, and they ask if I'll come and do Harry Carey for the you bring me out in the middle of the show, and I'm just going to be confused and not know where I'm at. You know, I think I'm at the, you know, the Grammys, or and then I systematically go and make fun of athletes.
Right.
Well, they wrote a joke for me commenting, and John Elway's sitting, and they made a comment about John Elway's, because John Elway has a bit of a toothy smile.
Yeah.
And I made a comment as Harry, and apparently I got the feedback that he was very unhappy, that it was just not cool. And from that moment on, apparently in all the ESPY meetings for 10 years after that, they were like, no more Will Ferrell, Harry Carey moments. We have to make sure we don't have that. So for everyone who thought it was funny, there were a lot of athletes who were offended and upset. But once again, in the heat of battle, I had no idea.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
She said she liked to get her feet on the ground.
Talk is on the air at 101.5 FM.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
April Fool's. Okay, turn the light off. I know that sounds weird, but...
Should've knew this path awaits. Rappers trying to snatch my place. Keep on talking shit, I hope you ready for the aftertaste. Used to be the afterthought, they wonder how I got ahead. Grind for every scrap, but the rest of y'all was bottle fed. Punchy yes man, gotta call them all a bobblehead. Word to Piccadilly, that's a reference you ain't pick up. Long time coming, guess I had a couple hiccups. City full of sinners where we seen so many stick-ups. People count me out and that's the shit I'm getting sick of. Often question all my mannerisms, how I stay a man of rhythms. Can't be second guessing my decisions, said this game's no exhibition. Wonder when it grew so distant, now they say I'm acting different. Must have had bad luck with women, want the fruits that been forbidden. So I call you when I'm finished. As this vision got clearer, my circle got smaller. People trying to book me, but I ain't no Rhodes Scholar. Here to leave a footprint that they can't follow. The way I'm going, I've said it got a mind boggled. It's the author born in autumn who been rotten to the core. Losing's what I can't afford. If being broke's a problem, money only brought in more. Before I hit this dirty 30, plan to land it on the Forbes. Living by a code, said it's called the art of war. Never sell my soul, still got plenty more in store. Started at the bottom, now it's finally open doors. Think you know the story, but who get it from the source? I don't count my shots unless they already were poured. Sorry for my sins, but I still thank you for support. How we in the same boat that I never got aboard. Tasted that defeat and had some bitter victories. If hip-hop's dead, I never let it rest in peace. Success can't be measured by a book of recipes. This a contact sport and we ain't got no referee. Always search for quality over quantity. Never find a red carpet till I be the nominee. In every category but romantic comedy. Rappers stay mad cause I'm the one they wanna be. Wanna be. A bunch of wannabes. I'm the April Fool, so we call that comedy.